This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has been mostly more calm than not in Baltimore today with police and National Guard troops on the streets. There is still an overnight curfew in effect after the protests and looting following the death of Freddie Gray in police custody 9 days ago. Hundreds of volunteers, though, were out cleaning up the damage today. Marketplace's Amy Scott is based in Baltimore. She went out to one block of West Baltimore today to have a look around for us.
I'm standing at the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue and North Fremont in West Baltimore. There's a beauty salon, a little corner grocery store, and a liquor store, and in between them a couple of boarded up buildings. And of course the sound of helicopters overhead all day long. I find Sharonda Palmer arriving at her hair salon to assess the damage.
I can't even guesstimate, because with three doors practically taken off the hinges, I mean, this door is, look at all this. All this had to be replaced and put back in, and you can't patch that up.
She does have insurance. Thai and Company Beauty Salon has been on this corner for 9 years. It just had its grand reopening after around $8,000 in renovations. Palmer says when she heard rioters were headed this way yesterday, she boarded up the doors, only to have them kicked in twice. People stole hair extensions, jewelry, and office equipment.
It was like a picnic. They were just coming in cars and vans, trucks and bikes, and it was kids, it was mothers, it was aunts and uncles. It was all kind of generations out there stealing.
The grocery store in the same building was trashed. Looters took the ATM. A few doors down, Daniel Kim was helping his friends clean up Wonderland Liquors. He showed Marketplace producer Mary Wiltenberg inside.
As you can see, there's nothing left.
Wow. Wow, there's really nothing left.
Yeah.
There's like some peanuts and one.
Yeah.
Whoop. 5-hour energy.
Yep.
Empty box of Milky Ways.
Whoa. Outside, an army of volunteers walked through the streets carrying shovels and brooms. With most of the looting damage already cleaned up, they turned to the side streets and empty lots. City school teacher Quentin Lawrence lives miles away in the northeastern part of the city, but he had the day off because schools were closed. So he bought a new pair of work gloves and came out to see what he could do to help.
I think that if some of these groups that are out here today decided we're going to meet here once a month, I think that's a step in the right direction you're talking about.
Lawrence says something good that could come out of all this, the possibility of community development, something Baltimore badly needs. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.